Liz Coe is a money expert specialising in retirement planning. The advice given here is general and does not constitute specific advice to any person. And today we're going to talk about life insurance. It's the what if, it's the ultimate what if question, isn't it, Liz?
It is indeed, Catherine. It's one of those real quandary things, you know, because we all know that insurance, you know, it costs quite a lot of money. And I guess, you know, when people are looking at their budgets, particularly when times get tough as they are now, you know, people look at all this money going out every month and they think, well, what am I really getting for that money? And is this, am I getting value for money? So what is the right amount of insurance cover to have, you know, where you're not sort of paying out too much in premiums, but then you're not also under insuring and increasing your financial vulnerability. So that is a really important question, you know, just thinking about what are the things that might go wrong in your life and how you cover off that risk.
Well, there are lots of options, of course, these days as well, which is an interesting one with life insurance. There's income insurance, which can protect at least a proportion of your income if you are, you know, unable to return to work. There's trauma insurance that might help with one-offs. If you're thinking life insurance, that tends to be about the people you're going to leave behind, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So, but I think there's a number of scenarios you need to look at. And I think the starting point when you're looking at insurance is to say, what are your financial risks that you're facing? And to try and quantify what those risks are, and then look at how much risk you can afford to take on yourself and how much you want to pass on, in effect, to the insurance company. Because that's basically what insurance is. It is just passing on the risk to a third party rather than you taking that risk yourself. So I think you've just got to go through that process of looking at all the events that can happen in your life that might cause you some financial harm. So yeah, what if you die and then you've got, you know, dependents perhaps that you want to look after? But what if you're too sick to work? What if you become permanently disabled and you're not able to earn as much as you currently do? Or, you know, what if you need a medical treatment that, you know, that is not publicly funded, or where there might be a long waiting list? So I think it's about going through all these different scenarios and looking at what is the financial impact. So I guess, you know, if you think of it, you know, every person has different circumstances. So if you die and you're a single person, for example, with no dependents, or perhaps you've got, you know, children who are off doing their own thing now, it's a whole different scenario if you die than if you're a young couple with children. So everybody's situation is completely different. And so, for example, a single person, when they pass away, if they've got no dependents, you know, whoever is the beneficiary of their estate might say, well, that's a nice little windfall for me, thank you very much. And financially, you know, the people you leave behind could be better off if you pass away. But, you know, for that single person, if something was to happen to them where they were too sick to work but they didn't die, that could be quite disastrous for that person. And so that's a different kind of risk which needs a different solution.
Things change over time as well. As you say, you might have income insurance, but as you near the end of work, your working life, and perhaps your mortgage is paid down, you're going to say, well, actually, I am as exposed as I was 20 years ago when I had a big mortgage and kids to care for, right? So you're right, you're calibrating risk, but the key issue is what? To recalibrate as time goes by. And of course, the other things that inevitably happen with insurance as you age is that the premiums go up, right?
That's right. Yeah. And I guess what I find is that people, as they age, are a bit reluctant to give up their life insurance because, you know, they've been paying into it for so many years. They think, oh, well, I've been paying all these premiums. I've had nothing for it. Perhaps I should just keep it going in the event that somebody might get a payout if I die. But it's all about looking at the risks, because you're not aiming to get a windfall, you know, as in winning a lottery or something like that. You really should be taking out insurance that enables you or your dependent people to sustain their lifestyle once that adverse event happens, whether it's death or disability or whatever. So the whole point is to have just enough insurance to cover off that risk, but you're not aiming to get financial gain out of it.
What you can also do, though, is get your advisors to come back with what happens if you reduce premiums, right? So you might reduce cover. And again, you might progressively reduce the amount of cover as you near the end of your working life or whatever, right? Because
that's right.
For retirement income, for example, at retirement, you know, that's it. So
that's right.
What you would get paid to support you over 30 years, is it still worth paying the same amount when it's supporting you maybe only for 5 years? And the really interesting thing also with some insurances is if you get them early, and this is one with health insurance, if you get them early or start paying them early, you have locked in your cover, right, before perhaps some of life's illnesses or injuries hit.
That's right. So if you're a young person and you think, well, what the heck, I'm young, I can look after myself, I've got no children or whatever to worry about. But actually, you do have a risk in the sense of your insurability, because the older you get, as we age, we're inclined to get more and more health issues arise. And so you can end up in a situation later in life where you have got a partner and children, but because of your health issues, you either have an exclusion on your insurance or you have extra premiums to cover off that additional risk. So even though you might think you don't really need insurance at a young age, it's often a good idea to get some basic cover in place just to guarantee you that insurability for later on when you really need it, you know, when you do have, you know, the mortgage and children to think about. So I think it's really important at whatever age you are to be thinking long term about your insurance needs.
You made an interesting point. Buying insurance, it's not like buying lottery tickets, nor is it really like investing, trying to get a maximum return. It's got a very specific job, which is to get you through circumstances that might happen in the most appropriate way. So when you're doing that reassessment, perhaps later in life, you know, what are you thinking about? Are you literally doing the maths again? You're literally doing the what ifs again, but perhaps saying, actually, the amount I'm paying is more than this level of risk merits. You're constantly calibrating.
You do. You have to review. I would recommend on an annual basis, just look at what the risks are that you face. So you just say, what if I was to die tomorrow? What would be the impact on the people that I love? And try and quantify that in terms of, you know, how much it's going to cost those people to maintain their lifestyle, and then look at how much cover you need in order to, you know, to take away that risk. And it's a bit of a balancing act because, we can't take out the optimum amount or the absolute maximum amount of insurance to pass on all risk because it would be unaffordable. Mm, so it's
exactly
a balance between the affordability and the risk. And it's about finding what's an acceptable level of risk, because the thing is that you face that risk whatever you do. So regardless of whether you have insurance or not, you've still got that same financial risk. It's really, the question is, how much of that risk do you want
offset
to keep yourself?
Do you know what?
And how much do you want to pass on?
It's interesting with insurance, when I did a rethink of some recently, because I was fed up with how high the premiums were getting, and I found out I had a ridiculously low excess just on house and contents, and just literally saved, I think it was a couple of hundred dollars just by bumping up the excess, you know. I was just completely overinsured for my needs. So it's not an all or nothing. It's sometimes looking, and again, at life insurance or income insurance, you might be saying the closer you're getting to the end of that cover being relevant, do you need the same level of cover? It's just, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing decision. You do make the point that wealth protection is a biggie. There's a lot of focus on wealth creation, or for many people actually just having enough to get them through a 30-year retirement. We call it wealth, but actually for many it's not much more than just enough, right? And a lot of focus on creating it, but you do need to think about making sure you protect it. And that includes investment decisions and it includes insurance decisions.
That's right. So you don't want to be taking unnecessary risk or being financially vulnerable, particularly when times get tough. The last thing you want is, when you're in a fairly dire situation anyway, for something to go wrong, death or injury or sickness or whatever, and there goes all your savings, or you're going into massive debt just to get by. So yeah, insurance will protect you against that vulnerability. So you really do need to take a good hard look at what your risks are, what you're willing to take yourself, and how much of that risk you want to pass on to somebody else at whatever is an affordable level. But make a conscious decision about it. Don't just put your head in the sand, because that risk is there whether you're looking at it or not. And you have to really know what the risks are that you're facing,
Hopefully
and
not is
make
not
a
a
good
hopefully not
decision.
is not an insurance policy, right?
Yeah,
Thank you.
that's right.
Thank you, Liz Coe.